Welcome back to Ravens Game Plan. Time for Game Plan Defense with Dean Pease, our defensive coordinator. That's back-to-back extraordinary defensive performances. I guess it just feels a little bit better this week with the outcome.
Well, absolutely. You know, we didn't play hats off to the offense. You know, they kept us off the field. You're always playing great defense when you're sitting on the sideline. And, you know, they had some long, extended drives. Even if they didn't all end up in scores, they took time off the clock, which is always a benefit. And so, and our guys performed pretty well.
You had given up 105 yards through 52 and a half minutes before that late drive just really was using up the clock. Only six first downs through that portion of the football game. Tremendous execution, awareness of game plan. What made your guys so good?
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought the guys played very aggressive. You know, we pressured quite a bit, and especially on third down. And the guys hit it. I mean, you know, one of the same things we said is, you know, don't lay back on this guy. Let's go get him, and we have to get to him early. And I think we hit him like 11 times in that first 50 minutes or something like that. That takes its toll. You know, all of a sudden the guy isn't throwing quite as accurate. He's trying to get rid of the ball real quick. Sometimes we weren't even pressuring. We were just giving the illusion that we were going to pressure, and he got rid of it quick. So the biggest thing to me was the guys really bought into what we wanted to do in the game plan, and they went and they executed it.
He had three different sacks from three very different sack specialists. First, we'll look at Haloti's sack, and that's really just a power rush, and he's able really to find Manning and keep him in front of him, get him on the ground.
Just a really one-on-one. You know, he got put in a situation where he was one-on-one, and he beat the guy, and you know, the good thing was is that he didn't let go of him. You know, it wasn't one of those things where you grab the guy and he spins out and now he throws the ball downfield. Once he got him, he had him.
And Brandon Iamadesio had that sack, and I will remember the 60-inch vertical leap on the back end of the sack. But what set that up so well?
Well, it's really not a pressure. It's a simulated pressure. And a simulator just kind of means that we're giving you the illusion that we're going to pressure, but we're really only bringing four, but it's a different four than what you're expecting. So it is kind of considered still a pressure, and we run that, and he did a good job. Again, what you're trying to do is maybe get a one-on-one situation. In that case, it was with the back. He beat the back, and you know, then he got to the quarterback.
And then on the Omar Brown sack, I guess you brought both Browns, right? You brought your Brown off the corner and your Brown off the dime, and you said the people are looking who's 38 in the book. Omar's a kid that really is he's a playmaker. He was in the preseason. What made you think to dial up a blitz for Omar Brown?
Well, the thing was he was part of that package this week, and he knew that's what he had to do. It was a simulated pressure where we're actually only bringing four on that, but it happens to be a safety and a corner, not some defensive lineman. So again, it gives you the illusion that we're really blitzing off the edge, which we are, but we really, there's some of the guys that are normally in the rush are now dropping out. So you're trying to get the quarterback to hold the ball just a little bit. Hopefully the line blocks it a little different and you get the pressure, which we did. Omar just came around the corner, executed it well, and really I thought I was going to get a strip sack on it. I mean, he started to get the ball out and Manning held on to it.
One of the things that the guys were saying was that it was kind of nice to have a more stationary quarterback a little bit, if you would, so you kind of know where he is. Changes your packages, your pressures, your timing when the guy's not as elusive, you're not seeing an RG3, a Cam Newton kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, that's always the case, just like it was the week before with Peyton. The difference with Peyton was that the offense is running at a different pace, and he gets rid of the ball maybe even a little quicker than Eli does. It's just because it's two different types of offense. That's nothing against Eli. It's just they're two different styles of offense. But, you know, the thing going into it, though, Eli has made a lot of big plays over the years. He made one against me in the Super Bowl one time scrambling around. So he's not a bad scrambler, and we were very aware of that. But the good thing on that particular sack that you were talking about with Omar was we wanted to make him go to his left, which is a little tougher on a right-handed quarterback.
One of the things that we noted was the number of times you challenge Shockey Brown. He's going to be a third, fourth, fifth corner. You had like 11 passes defended. You have confidence in these guys to do one-on-one stuff. That gives you a lot more work that you can do on the inside, correct?
Absolutely. Anytime you have good corners in this league, it allows you to do so much more defensively as far as pressures and other things, because as long as you can hold up one-on-one out there. Because as soon as you can't and you got to put two guys on a receiver in any particular situation, well, that's one less guy that you can rush. You know, you can't sell everybody else out, so especially the linebackers. So look, we went into that and said, look, we're going to play what we play, and we're going to do what we do, and everybody needs to step up and do what they need to do, and the guys did it. They did a great job.
All right, we'll talk about the Bengals briefly, even though the Ravens are kind of locked into our spot. It'll be fun to see the Bengals. I looked and saw A.J. Green's been targeted 162 times. No one on the Ravens been targeted more than 105, 110, or something like that. You know the ball's going there, right, Coach? One way or the other, you know the ball's going there.
Yeah, he's a dynamic receiver. I know there's talk about Calvin Johnson with Detroit and those guys. I don't know if there's anybody better than this guy in the whole league. I mean, and Dalton's really playing well. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen him first game. So a lot has transpired between now, you know, then and now. And they're a very good duo, and Green is just a dynamic receiver.
And do you see a lot of differences? I know it's early in the week between the Dalton we saw in September and the Dalton you're going to see in December.
I think just playing with more confidence. I think he played with confidence last year as a rookie, and I think probably coming into the season had confidence. But, you know, when you play him the first game, even if you have confidence, and you really haven't played a game yet. I know you played in preseason, but it's still not a game. You really don't know where you are. I mean, just like I think defensively, I think we're playing a lot better now than we played before the break. So, you know, and especially because we had a bunch of young players. It's the same thing's true of him. I just think he's playing on all cylinders right now.
Well, one way or another, you're going to get a home playoff game. You've earned that, Coach.
That is a great feeling. We had a great crowd on Sunday. That was the fans were just tremendous.
Congratulations on the division championship. Enjoy Cincinnati. And, of course, we'll see you back here for another edition of Ravens Game Plan. Stay tuned. Eric DaCosta's got your primer on these young Bengals coming up next.